Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings. And I say to you all, greatness, greatness, greatness. I am your host, Joshua Elohim. I'm coming to you live, Infinity Ministries, by way of VTR, Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting, casting broadly the seeds of light. My show is entitled Transcending Sankofa. It's a broad topic, very broad topic, very broad topic. Tonight I wanted to speak on forgiveness. I'm going to speak on forgiveness. Too often in life, or in the life that we are now living, we allow ourselves to be bogged down, hindered, trapped, and imprisoned in our own minds because we have not forgiven. We have not forgiven. We have not given forth that which no longer serves us. So what happens is we become addicted to the psychology of our own wounds. Psychology of our own wounds. And then we have a wound story to tell. That becomes our story, and we never get to a point in life we tell a different story. We tell a different story from a different perspective or from a perspective of a God-like view. This is so important to do, because it hinders it hinders your growth. I'm not saying that it stops, really hinders it. It slows it down. It delays it. It delays the process. You have to understand that you have free will. Your free will resides in the choices that you make. Being able to make choices, or having the ability to make choices, is essential to your own divinity. It's essential because in making your choices, that is where the elevation and the expansion of your consciousness, that is how you move from the lower consciousness or the levels of falsehood into the levels of what is truth. Someone posted on Facebook, and his question was, what is truth? My answer to that is, whatever sets you free, whatever frees you from the bondage of your mind, it is truth. And the interesting thing is that whatever frees you from your mind may not free me from my mind. So we all have different truths, but the truth is coming from the same source. Truth is universal. How we get to truth is a different story, because we have different stories. Our different stories is what bring about our truth. And we begin to live out that truth. That truth becomes our principles of life and how to navigate one's self through life, through what we consider negative, into that which is positive, or that which is of darkness into the greatness of light. But no matter how I look at it or how I say it, the lightness and the darkness, they go hand in hand. You need them both. I need my spirit and my soul. I need my soul and my body, because my body is what allows the soul and spirit to express itself. Affirming. It's self-affirming. It's self-compelling. It's self-inspiring. But it does all of that through the body, through the experiences that we have through our senses, through the way we think, the way we talk, the way we hold ourselves, the way we posture ourselves, the things, how we dress. The soul is always, always expressing itself. It is always looking for a way out, an outlet. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson stated it. He said that we are inlets, and the soul is looking to be an expression. It expresses itself outward. So it is imperative that we learn, as spiritual beings having this human experience, it is imperative that we learn how to go within, because in going within, then the soul comes out. The soul gives birth unto itself. It evolves out of itself. Forgiveness. And I only speak about things that I have had the opportunity to experience myself. I cannot speak about anything that I have not experienced myself. I know that when I was in a state of not giving forth that which no longer hindered me, I was being held in captivity, patterns of my thoughts. Now, this is what I found mysteriously interesting, is that one thought links on to another thought, and it continues. But it reproduces after its own kind. This is why you get to a place in your life and you say, I'm in a space and time in my life where I have to remove the layers. Yeah, you have to remove the layers, because one thought has created all the layers. Has created all the layers. One thought. You get to that one thought that created the whole entire contaminated and spattered layers of your consciousness or the patterns of your thought, then all the other thoughts have nothing else to live on. They have nothing else to attach themselves to. And because they don't have anything else to attach themselves to, they cannot live, because you're not giving them life. You, whatever you think you become it because it becomes your life. It becomes your life because you feed it, you give it life. You give it life. So in the act of giving forth that which does not serve you, be it against a person, place, thing, idea, circumstance, condition, situation, in giving forth that thing, it frees you. It gives you liberty. Liberty. And it saves you from yourself. It doesn't save you from anything else. It saves you from yourself, because it is yourself. You are the one who is causing pain and suffering. And I would say this, as you begin to give forth, forgive, you begin to calibrate the frequency of your mind. And in that calibration, you begin to process out the negative feelings. The negative feelings begin to be processed out. Now, the key word is process because it is a process. It is mindful that you keep in mind that if you resist the process, in your resistance, you will bring pain. You will create pain. And this is how you manufacture feelings that are distressing, dangerous. This is how you manufacture feelings. Emotions is energy in motion. So that's what we are. We're energy in motion. But the minute that you begin to feel something, be it a negative or a positive, you assign your emotions, which is the energy, to that feeling, and it pumps energy into that feeling. It pumps the energy into that feeling. So, for an example, if I see someone, or if I see someone being taken advantage of, okay? If I see someone, I'm witnessing someone being taken advantage of, I have a feeling. My feeling says violation. The energy is going to feed into that feeling and produce and project violation into the space. And then something else is going to come in. I'm going to become angry. I'm feeling angry. So the emotion pumps in that energy and feeling of anger, and it is projected outward. So now I have a situation and a circumstance on my hands. The interesting thing about it is that whatever I'm seeing outside of me is going on inside of me. So the more I perpetuate those feelings within myself, the greater the circumstances become, conditions become to me. Now, if I am watching someone being taken advantage of, and I decide within myself to make another choice versus seeing violation, victim, if I make another choice in my mind and say, this has nothing to do with me, yet I am having an experience. As I have this experience, the other person, the situation that I'm watching, that is also an experience within that group of people or that person or those parties involved in that situation. I have to make the choice to remain non-attached from the situation, see it as an experience that I am having, and this other person is having an experience as well. Do I intervene? No, I won't. Because we all have our experiences that we must have. People are good about praying. They'll say I'm praying for you. No, you don't need to pray for me because there's a greater power that is working with me. And whatever needs to take place in my life, it shall be in my life. Now, you can pray to that higher power. You can pray to that higher power, but you don't pray for me because that is just an experience that I have to have. And it may be a seed that I have already sown in my life some time ago. So the experience is just an experience. But the other person wants to pray for you. Don't. I remember some time ago, I told this one of my coworkers, actually, he was the manager. And, I just found him to be a very untouchable being. I mean, he was just, his confidence was completely off the chart. And, I'll say off my chart anyway. But I said to him, I'll pray for you. And he looked me dead in the eyes. He looked me right in my eyes. And he said to me, don't pray for me. And I wanted to feel a certain kind of way about it. But instead of feeling having a feeling of contradiction, a conflict within myself, I said, why would he say such a thing? And now here I am, 2016, saying the same thing. I said the same thing. Because what I see, some of what he was saying, I don't know exactly anything about his experience, but I see how that fits into who I am. Because what I understand to be is that there's a divine order in place. Nothing comes into your life that is useless. Everything that comes into your life, it comes to elevate and expand your consciousness, to expand and assist you in your spiritual cultivation, so that you may come into oneness of who you are as a divine being and begin to operate as a soul being. I can't even repeat that. I can't. But that's exactly what it is. So going back to forgiveness, my show is called Transcending Sankofa, and oftentimes those things that we are taught in life, those things that are projected onto us, at some point they wreak havoc in our lives because we lose face of our own identity. And everything is done out of light and love. I have to say that, out of light and love. Everything is done out of light and love. I say that because the way I was brought up, at some point in my life, I wanted to complain about it. I wanted to murmur and complain about it. But today, I can bless it. I can bless it and say that my mother, my family, my grandmother, my grandfather, my dad, they did the best that they could do from their own vantage. They did the best that they can do from their own vantage point. But now that I am a grown, mature, spiritually mature being, I have to do what is good for me and my soul journey from my vantage point of truth, my truth. And in doing that, I had to be willing, or in order to get to a space, I had to be willing to become immersed and surrender to my feelings of anger, regret, resentment, old traditions, traditions that you think are fallible. I had to immerse myself and surrender to my feelings that I had toward those things. And I had to do it without, you know, I could not avoid my feelings. In the process, I had to be willing to endure and suffer out the process of that pain. Suffer it out. Stamp it out. And I did that by coming into my own knowledge. Whatever came into alignment with who I am as a divine being. I remember when I started on my soul journey, or I became aware that I was on a soul journey and I had to relocate. I had to begin to loosen myself from the grips of my tradition, the lineage in which I was brought up in, the belief system, morals and values that I was given. I had to loose myself from the grips of those ideas. And in doing so, I remember coming across Dr. Malachi D. York's material. And the minute I began to read and comprehend this material, I became extremely angry. I became angry because I felt like someone had told me lies for a very, very long time. And that someone were people who I felt who were close to me. I became extremely angry and extremely rebellious. Just did not want to have anything to do with anyone who was of that way, who was of that way of life, the life in which I had left. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I became angry and rebellious. I could not ignore my anger, and I could not ignore the fact that I was rebelling. I could not ignore those feelings. And, of course, there were other feelings that came along with that. But I could not ignore that. So I began to sit with myself and surrender to my feelings and feel it and feel it. Feel it and be honest with myself. Become authentic with me. Because in this soul journey, that is what is required. It is a prerequisite that you become authentic. It's not about being authentic to the people outside of you. It's about being authentic to yourself. yourself and being able to look at the dark spaces and places within your own life, within your own soul journey, coming into grips in the oneness of that. You know, there's a scripture, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Yeah, that's what it is. You will begin to walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. And that valley is you, and these shadows are manufactured from your emotions to your feelings. They're manufactured feelings, manufactured. You have to get to a place where you come into alignment with levels of truth and come out of the darkness of the night. Because only in the darkness of the night, there's nothing but ignorance. It's ignorance because you are ignoring the truth. And in ignoring the truth, you cannot, you will not, you shall not be made free. You will not be made free. So salvation is about you saving yourself, if there is such a thing. You know, the Bible tells you, work out your salvation with trembling and fear. Yeah, trembling for sure, most certainly. Trembling, because you don't know what is going on, what is going to be going on. And the only thing that you can rely on is faith, your faith within yourself, that spark of light that is within yourself, that spark of light that shines out of your eyes when you get, you know, when you become excited, your faith. That is a principle, and that is science, scientific within itself, your faith. And you have to begin to trust the process. Not trust the people who are in the process, but trust the process and understand and know that all things will work together for your good, because you are a divine being. You are a divine being, just having the experience of a human, flesh, clothed in flesh. So, forgiveness. I think this is a topic that I'll probably stay on for a while, because even in forgiving people, you have to turn around and forgive yourself. Or I'll say this, even before you genuinely, authentically forgive others, you will have to enter into the process of forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself. Now, you're probably asking, forgiving myself for what? I don't know. That's between you and your soul. I have absolutely no idea. No idea. But I know for me, I had to forgive myself, for I knew not the things in which I was doing, feelings that I was having within myself, and I was torturing myself and delaying and hindering the growth and the cultivation of my spirituality. And in doing, you know, in that, you know, I was fragmented, a fragmented personality. You know, it's like Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. One of those things. All, you know, and when he fell, all the kings and horses, all the kings and men, they could not put Humpty back together again. You know why? Because Humpty Dumpty had to put himself back together again. No one can put you together. No one can save you. No one is coming to save you. You must save yourself. and you save yourself through spiritual cultivation, through the laws of nature. Love yourself as the divine loves you. Know yourself as the divine knows you. See yourself, divine sees you. Feed yourself as the divine of all that is, all that will ever be, feeds you. Feed you. And I guarantee you, your thoughts will be transformed and your way of life will be transcendental, because you will come into the alignment of all that you are, which is much, much, much and greater. Much, much more and greater. Threes. Great, great, greater, greatest. So, you know, I was reading over some things that I had written some time ago. And when I say some time ago, I'm talking about in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I'm just now coming into the fullness of everything that I have written. Now, when I was writing these things, I was just writing it. It was just something I was writing. But as I look at these writings today, these scriptures for me, these passages for me that I actually have within me, as I look at them today, I now see and I know that there was a greater behind my thought, even though I was in the belly or the darkness of my thought. There was a rod and staff that was there that was comforting me as I walked through the valley and the shadows of my own deadly thoughts. There was something. But because of that something was there because I was willing to become immersed. I was willing to surrender myself and give myself over the levels of truth in the light, out of the darkness, the ignorance, the night. There's a poem that I recited, and I recited this poem in the ninth grade. And I thought it was just a very powerful, powerful poem. But even now, when I reflect back to that poem and I think about it, powerful, beyond powerful, because in that poem, there were keys that were given to liberate one out of darkness, the ignorance, the night. That poem is by Langston Hughes, and it's called The Negro Mother. Now, I think all poets are mystics in their own way. Even I consider myself a mystic. But, yeah. He was dropping some jewels. He was dropping some emeralds, okay? He was dropping some jewels in that one poem. Some time ago, I was looking on YouTube, and there was a young girl and this was a child. This was a babe, and she was quoting this poem. She was reciting this poem, this mystical piece of the Negro Mother. And I said within myself, that poem is too powerful for her. You know, this is why the lips of the wise is closed to those who are ready to understand, because wisdom is powerful, that it will penetrate your life and turn it completely upside down if you're not aware of the wisdom or the tools that you have been given. This is why you have secret societies who think that they're hiding, you know, the mystical side, the esoteric mysteries. But there's a reason. There's a reason for the hidden. And there's a reason one must go through initiation to receive. Because through your initiations, you gain maturity. And I'm not talking about no physical maturity. I'm talking about you gain a spiritual maturity, maturation. You go through a spiritual maturation process. You go through that. Everything is a process. Nothing happens overnight. These writings that I put pen to paper in 2000, it didn't happen for me in 2000. It didn't happen for me in the latter part of the 90s. It's happening right now. It's happening. It's almost like there's an aspect of who I am that had to catch up with the soul that I am, or catch up with the alignment, the frequency in which I have come into. And that's what it is. I have caught up to the frequency of my soul, and I've come into alignment with that. And that's what happens with spiritual cultivation. You may begin to cast seeds today, and you might not see the fruition or the growth of the sprouting of those seeds until 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years from now. I find it absolutely amazing. Because patience, that's why patience is a virtue. That's why patience is a virtue. Because everything is a process, and there are things that you have to experience in life to come into the fullness of the alignment of your own soul frequency. In that, when you come into the fullness of the alignment of your soul frequency, you can then turn back and say, I am grateful for all of my experiences. For had it not been for those experiences, I would not be. For had it not been those experiences, I would not be. It's almost, what is interesting is that now that the past is the present is from a different level of truth. I see it from a whole different vantage, new vantage point. Whole different. I see it through the view of my divinity and not through the view of falsehood. I'm going to take a break right now, and I'm going to let you listen to Breathe once again. Eventually, I'm going to come out of this. I will unfold out of Breathe. But yes, I mean, Breathe by Layla Hathaway, the story is still yet to be told. If only I can believe that there can be a different story. And in believing that there is a different story, I grow into knowing that now the story is different. Therefore, I can tell a different story. And I won't tell a story from the wounds of unforgiveness or not given forth. I won't. No need. There's absolutely no need. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and hit Breathe, and I'll be back with you in a few.
Thank you.
Great, great, great. Always, I just love that song. I, you know, on my tags, I stated healing. And as you begin to work on yourself, healing is going to take place within you. It's amazing how the chakras, or whatever you want to call them, energies, spaces and places within yourself that allows you or gives you some identification to source energy. It's amazing how each chakra corresponds and correlates to a particular organ within the body. Oftentimes, you don't know that something is going on in your body until it begins to manifest itself through symptoms, pain, and what have you. As you begin to transform yourself through forgiving yourself, loving yourself, being honest with self, because everything starts and ends with you. It has nothing to do with the other person or people, places, things, and ideas. Nothing. Everything starts and begins with you. As you begin to work on yourself, you are going to feel the difference. You're going to feel a change within yourself. And this is how you can measure the quality of the change, is that you may experience something that you've always experienced and you've responded to it in the same way every time. Repetitive response to the same incident, same situation. You're going to find that your response to a particular situation, circumstance, or condition changes. It changes. Now, I have to mention this because, you know, usually when you're spiritual path and you're doing your soul workshop, you're working out the shop of your soul, you know, sometimes we don't want to be gentle with ourselves, and then when we slip or fall or we stumble, we may get angry, you know, out of nowhere. We may get angry about something, and we'll say to ourselves, how did I let that happen? Or how did I, you know, why am I acting like this? Or why did I say that? Or why did I let this person get to me? But those things are going to come. But you have to keep in mind that the duration of those feelings, they lessen. So whereas you used to feel angry for a couple of days, you only feel anger for a couple of hours. Okay? Where you stop talking to a person for a whole 3 months, you now find your way back and you talk to that person within 3 days and you respond to that situation in a whole different way because you, how you're feeling. Your feelings are being remanufactured towards levels of truth. Your spiritual cultivation is being reconstructed. And the old ways, the old patterns of thought are becoming dismantled. So I have to say, you know, as you're on this path, and I trust that anyone who is listening to this, you're already on the path, because otherwise you would not have gravitated towards transcending Sankofa with Yahshua. You're already on the path. You're already on the path. All I say is that you must be gentle with yourself, because it is going to require that you love yourself no matter what. You love and you like yourself no matter what. I'm glad I said that, because I find that it's easier to love. It's easier to love versus like. Because when you begin to like, and I'm not saying, well, yeah, it is, I'm going to keep it on self. When you begin to like yourself, you begin to like the shadowy parts of who you are, the aspects of who you are. And in liking those aspects of who you are, you come into a standing of it, okay? You are now coming into a standing of these aspects of who you are. Now, when I say standing, some may say understanding, inner standing, outer standing. I'm saying you come into a standing of, and you can begin to see who you really are. And in seeing who you really are, the healing begins to take place. Healing is gentle and it's subtle, and it happens upon unawareness. You're not even aware that it has, or it is taking place. Matter of fact, you're not even going to know it has taken place until after it has taken place. That's how quick and subtle it is. It's a two-edged, double-edged sword going in, and it cuts away all that needs to be cut away. The sword of truth, double-edged. Yeah. So I say to you, be gentle with yourself as you go on this journey, and love yourself. Begin to love yourself more than you've ever loved yourself before. And you may come across as being selfish, self-centered. You may get all of that. If you do, and I'm sure you will, thank you for the compliment. It is a compliment, because it lets you know that you're doing what you need to be doing for you. You're doing what you need to be doing for you. And that is a good thing. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. Because as you do your work, it impacts the whole world. It's like waves. Like waves. As I do my work, it impacts the whole world in waves and ripples. Don't get me wrong, you might have some rapid water going on, rapid white water rafting. When the going is going, it's going. It's going. And my advice is that you go with it. You go with it, and you stay in the feeling, not act on the feeling. You feel the feeling. You feel it. You don't act on it. If you're angry, be angry. Be angry. Feel the anger, but don't act on it. Do not act on it. Well, if you choose to act on it, so be it. But, you know, making choices is essential to your own divinity. You have to be willing to surrender yourself to that which is contrary or that which is holding you in time and space. You have to do something different, the opposite of it. So I say feel the anger and get happy. Feel the depression and get happy. Or feel the anger, become depressed, and get happy. Because, like I said, it is a process, a processing out of negative feelings and bringing into you the God view, tapping into the God view of who you are. And it's, you know, it's a wonderful journey. I could not say this. I could not say this, and I would not dare say this. Had it been 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because I was in the process. I was in the process. And when you're in the process, I don't know, it's just an experience. You're just going through all these experiences. And you're having all of these experiences because there are different aspects of yourself that need to either be projected, healed, and made whole, set free, or bind it, you know, bind up the brokenness. Because once again, we're fragmented pieces. Out of the darkness, there's the night. In fragmented pieces, and each fragment of who you are is an aspect of who you are. It's just a part of who you are, but all parts come together to create the whole, so that you may the wholeness of who you are, so that you may rendezvous like Esther Hicks. Abraham, the collective being, say, so that you may rendezvous with the wholeness, the completion, the perfection of who you are, and be able to bless the parts and the imperfection and the incompletion of who you are. Because you're all of that. You're all of that. Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost, and I just, you know, I'm just grateful. And as you go through this process, be grateful that you can feel anger and not act on it. Be grateful that you can be depressed and not act on it. Just allow yourself to feel the depression and move out of it, and give yourself permission to move out of it, be it anger, hate, dislike, anything that is contrary to the levels of truth. The levels of truth. Be grateful for the experiences, no matter what, because if you're not grateful for your experiences, and you don't appreciate them, you shoot yourself in your own foot. It's almost like you begin to create stumbling blocks for yourself. And this is going back to creating realities out of default. You create realities out of default because you don't know any better. Out of the ignorance, because you don't know, you can't see in darkness. That's why there was light. Light came to bring understanding, to assist and to aid one in identifying who they were then and who they are now. They are not. It's there to assist and aid you in identifying, embracing, and releasing, and coming into the fullness of who you are so that you can be a light of the world, a light to the world, a beacon of light. Because we're at the end of the day, we're all beacons of light. We're all beacons of light. And we're all brooding over ourselves so that we can cultivate the brightness of that light. The brighter the light becomes, the higher the frequency. The higher the frequency, the louder all come. Created and they will come. Created and they will come because of the vibration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and let me not forget the other laws that are going on, rhythm, law of rhythm, and law of mentalism, law of correspondence, law of gender, law of cause and effect. All of these are taking place simultaneously, all working together for your good. It's the universe is conspiring to orchestrate and bring to you the very thing that you are. Nothing comes to you unless it is already in you. So, with that, it was a great show. I always look forward to doing my thing with the Elohim, and I just like it when they speak to me. And we are in a cooperation, divine cooperation. We cooperate with one another, and I enjoy it. I enjoy coming forth and being a vessel, an instrument for the workings of the universe and the enhancement and the growth of one's spirituality. So with that, I say this. I say stay focused, stay blessed, and stay in the light. Remember to keep it real. Stay authentic to yourself because you are the creator of all of your realities, yet there is only one ultimate reality. And that is the mind of the all, in the all. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. Therefore, go in peace and be blessed. Until next time, I say namaste, namaste, namaste. All around me, everywhere.
my heels aside.